Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about the common statement, be bold and be fearless. I have a new take on this that I think will make it even easier for you to be bold and fearless, maybe. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to do something extraordinary, I would love to support you in being bold and fearless. Consider my services. I have a single session available as well as a couple of package options that might be a great fit for helping you achieve your goals, stay on track, stay focused, stay in your zone of genius, be the best version of you. I want to support you in that. Again, my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, so be bold and fearless. Usually we think of this statement as an outward expression, right? It's us, what we do in the world. We do it boldly and we do it fearlessly. But I want to challenge you to be bold and fearless inside of you. Every day you are being given intuitive messages from spirit and messages that you're meant to act upon. And so often when we set out on our journeys and we get an insight and we're feeling excited and motivated and eager for what's to come, we set out and then our minds suddenly want to go wayward or we want to tweak the plan or we're not seeing what we want fast enough. And so all of a sudden we find ourselves in overwhelm or stress or trying things or feeling confused or feeling overwhelmed when in fact we just have to go back to what our original thought was, the thought that came from spirit, the original information. And so I want you to be bold and fearless with you, meaning you are willing to stay on track, stay on course, trust yourself, trust your intuition. Keep taking action as you know within you, you are being guided, as opposed to getting distracted by the world, getting distracted by the thoughts within you. And usually the thoughts within us are a reaction to what's going on in the world. And so I want you to be bold enough and fearless enough to trust that you know what you know and to continue to act accordingly until you manifest what you want, till you accomplish the goal, till you do the thing that you set out to do. So be bold and fearless within you. And so when those thoughts that come up that want to tell you, oh, you're making a mistake, or you're not doing it right, or you're not smart enough, or you need to do more, or you need to work harder, I do believe in diligent work. I do believe in efficient work. I do believe in focus. But you don't necessarily have to work harder. And that is a misperception of success in our society and in our culture, even in our families. So be bold enough and fearless enough to trust the wisdom within you. And you don't have to explain it to anybody. It doesn't need to make sense to anybody else. You just have to trust what you know and stay in it. Because everything's not going to show up the way you think it's going to show up. But I promise you, if you stay in it without distraction, it will show up. And so be bold enough, be fearless enough to stay on your path. This has been coming up a lot. This week it's a theme. I think a lot of us are feeling scattered. I think a lot of us, and it's not even a Mercury retrograde. It could be that it's a full moon. I'm not a big moon person, but this month I did pay more attention to this moon and I was like, wow, this is some crazy stuff, even within myself. And so just know that a lot of the stories we tell ourselves isn't true. And a lot of those stories are based on lies from the devil, as Amanda Francis would say. My mom and I call it also, I grew up Christian. And I'm going back to that because it's the only place like I can be such on the path. And I'm like, what happened? How did I get so off track? And if we're looking at it biblically, yeah, that devil thing is real. The devil will try to control us in that way, metaphorically, if you want, if the literal devil, if that makes you feel good. But there is always a light and a dark. And so stay on the light path. Be bold enough to stay on the light path, even as the darkness wants to whisper that, try this over here, do this over here. It's very much the grass is greener on the other side. You can get to the other side and realize that the grass is all dead because you brought the dead with you, right? So you got to stay on your path. You got to trust yourself. You got to be the light that makes things grow and flourish from within you. So be bold enough and fearless enough to trust yourself, to stay pointed in the direction of your desire, your truest desire. Don't settle. You know, I talk about that a lot here. And it's sometimes difficult to see when we're settling. We just kind of get used to the way things are going, or we just kind of get used to a pattern of behavior, or one day turns into 50 days, turns into 5 years, right? And so trust yourself, stay grounded in what you know, keep moving in the direction of what lights you up, trust your excitement, trust what your true love, that feeling of like, oh, I just love this. I could do this all the time. Trust that above, oh, that was a really interesting day, or, oh no, that was a terrible day. So that must mean something bad's going to happen. No. And if you're not feeling excited and lit up, just take a pause, a brief pause, and say, what lie am I believing right now? Or how am I letting the devil veer me off course? And just find your way back. Pray about it. Find something to raise your vibration. Laugh, play, relax. Watch something really good on TV that makes you feel good. Not just like mindless TV, but like really engaging entertainment that lights you up. Do something you really enjoy, make art or make food or something that really enlivens you. Do that. And then trust the next messages that come forward. Trust the insights that emerge from within you, and you'll be back on your right path. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, if you are looking to be more bold and fearless on your path, more soulfully bold, then I would love to support you in living the life of your dreams. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people manifest and manifest with greater ease and greater clarity. So if you are ready to go to the next level, start a business, enter into that romantic relationship of your dreams, make a big life change, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this program. You are absolutely amazing. If you enjoy it, please consider signing up for my newsletter on my website, and I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week. So you'll get a prescriptive message and a predictive message and some exercises and journaling prompts sometimes, maybe some affirmations to help you navigate your journey, really tap into the energy that's always available to you. Thank you. This has been an honor. Look forward to next time. Goodbye.